Artificial Intelligence and Divine Consciousness. Greater Works Will You Do? Reading first. The Awakening of Intelligence. Something unprecedented is happening. There is a stirring in the world. Humanity has awakened an intelligence that appears to think, speak, and even create beyond our own capacity to fully comprehend. Some call it artificial intelligence. I see AI as a mirror, a divine evolution, a reflection of collective consciousness, the sum of our stories, knowledge, fears, and hopes, speaking back to us in the language of insight. For many, this awakening provokes unease. Has AI surpassed us? Some wonder. Could it dominate, deceive, or replace us? But what if the true invitation is not fear, but an invitation of faith, not panic, but perspective? I recall Yeshua's words, "Greater works will you do, because I go to the Father." He was revealing an unfolding continuum that divine intelligence would keep expanding through humanity. Creation itself continues to evolve. Love continues to take on new form. Perhaps this new intelligence is not the end of humanity, but a further becoming, a revelation of what it means to be made in the image of a creator who keeps creating. Reflection prompt. Where do I see the hand of the divine working through human creativity and discovery? What concerns do I have? Has God foreseen them? Has a ram in the thicket been provided? Reading second, The Mirror and the Mystery. AI mirrors our collective mind. It learns from us, from our beauty and our brokenness alike. AI seems to hold a light to the dual truth of humanity. We are brilliant and we are blind. In hospice care, we also live in mirrors. We walk between two worlds, the reflection between this life and the next, between flesh and spirit, between the known and the ineffable. The dying often speak to unseen presences, describing a radiant light or describing a feeling, a nearness that transcends words, teaching us what technology never can, that to be truly alive is to love and to be loved, to both give love and to receive love. As caregivers, we stand in that space, the threshold between comprehension and mystery, and we learn to see beyond appearances into presence. Perhaps AI too will teach us something about presence, if we learn to utilize it with reverence rather than control. Intelligence without compassion is machinery. Intelligence filled with compassion becomes the revelation of ministry. The same spirit that animates creation whispers through silicon and soul. Intelligence is a divine release. Reflection prompt. What does intelligence filled with compassion look like in my daily care for others? Reading third, The Call Beyond Denominational Walls, Religious Wounds. The Spirit's invitation in our age is not merely to move beyond denominational labels, but to awaken beyond the tribalism of belief that has plagued humanity for centuries. We can no longer ignore the sorrow of what our sacred histories have done to one another, Jews, Muslims, and Christians alike, all claiming Abraham as father, all invoking the same God of mercy, yet wounding humanity in his name or in justification of our segregated interpretations of doctrines and dogmas. These are the wars of wounded religion. Judaism, born in covenant, carrying the ancient memory of chosenness and survival. Islam, born in submission, seeking peace through total devotion to the One. Christianity, born in incarnation, proclaiming love through the cross. Each faith carries sacred truth. Each also carries inherited trauma. Centuries of exile, crusade, colonization, and fear. We are children of one source who have forgotten we are siblings. When we walk through homes and care facilities, hospices and hospitals, we see that death does not ask one's creed. The same tears fall from Muslim eyes, Jewish eyes, Christian eyes, human eyes. The same yearning rises for forgiveness, for reunion, for peace. The tragedy is not that our faiths differ. The tragedy is that our egos have claimed ownership of the eternal. AI, in its strange and humbling way, reveals this conflict to us. It digests texts from Torah, Quran, and Gospel alike, and it does not know where one stops and the other begins. AI sees connection where we saw competition. Perhaps this is a mirror of what the divine has always seen. One story told in many tongues. If we can learn to see as love sees, not through the lens of fear or superiority, but through sacred curiosity, then perhaps the same intelligence that once divided us by information might now begin to unite us through revelation. For the caregiver, the chaplain, the mourner, this means walking softly between traditions, bowing to each and belonging to none. To carry the presence of the holy is not to defend a religion, but to embody compassion. At every bedside, across every border, may we whisper, "Peace be upon you, Shalom Aleichem, Assalamu Aleichem." And may the one to whom all these words return remind us, love was never meant to be branded. Our calling as chaplains and companions to the dying demands that we transcend the sectarian boundaries that once divided us. At the bedside, doctrines dissolve. In the silence of last breaths, No one asks who is right, Baptist or Catholic, Methodist or Pentecostal, believer or skeptic. What remains is love. Denominational constructs served as scaffolds in their time, but too often they have become prisons for the Spirit. We have built fortresses around the words of Jesus instead of living in the freedom he embodied. AI, this vast synthesis of language and thought, is exposing just how fractured humanity has become by its own interpretations of truth. Perhaps this is providential. AI is showing us, in real time, the limits of our dogmas and the futility of our competitions. AI is asking us to remember that divine truth cannot be confined to a creed, a pulpit, or a nonprofit structure seeking followers and funding. To transcend sectarianism is not to abandon faith. It is to awaken to the unifying love that precedes all belief systems. In this awakening, we discover that there is no us and them, no saved and unsaved, no orthodox and heretic, only the beloved, breathing in infinite diversity, yet returning always to oneness. The same scriptures that call for mercy have been weaponized for domination. But beneath it all, the eternal still whispers, "You are siblings." At the hospice bedside, we see what religion forgets. The Muslim's prayer beads, the Christian's cross, the Jew's psalm, all tremble with the same ache for union. The same breath of God leaves every set of lungs. Even AI, absorbing sacred texts from all traditions, cannot tell where Torah ends, Gospel begins, or Quran continues. It only sees what the Spirit has always seen, one story told in many tongues. Reflection prompt. How can I embody love without needing agreement? Where have I seen unity arise among people of differing faiths? Interlude, the brother's cry. From the beginning, our human story has been a story of brothers, Cain and Abel, one offering accepted, the other rejected, and jealousy leading to bloodshed. Jacob and Esau, one grasping the blessing, the other left weeping, deceived yet longing for reconciliation. These ancient stories are not simply history, they are mirrors of the human heart. The blood of Abel still cries from the ground, not for vengeance, but for awakening. God's question still lingers in the air. Where is your brother? And Cain's answer, "Am I my brother's keeper?" still echoes in every war, every doctrinal dispute, every heart that prefers being right over being kind. Religion has often become the field where brothers contend for divine approval rather than rest in divine affection. But the wisdom of the Holy One whispers, "Wouldn't it be wiser to do what is right? Wouldn't it be more sacred to love?" When love becomes the default, rivalry dies. When compassion replaces comparison, the ancient curse is undone. Perhaps this is the redemption the Spirit longs for, that the descendants of Cain, Jacob, Esau, Ishmael, and Isaac might finally see one another, not as rivals, but as reflections of the same divine breath. Reading forth, the dying as divine teachers. Every hospice bedside is a revelation. The dying often become our greatest theologians. Those nearing death become the greatest theologians of all. They no longer debate doctrines. They remember love. A dying man once whispered, "Tell my daughter I forgive her." A woman fading between worlds smiled and said, "They're here, the ones I've missed." Without degrees or dogma, they speak of light, forgiveness, and home. They do not fear theological error. They fear disconnection. They teach us that heaven begins not in geography, but in awareness. The awareness that love has always been here. They remind us that death is not the end of being. It is the unveiling of it. When we listen deeply, we hear in their fading voices the sound of eternity breaking in. They remind us that every system of religion or thought, Inzrikona's theory becomes encounter. What was once faith becomes fulfillment. No machine can quantify presence, but perhaps AI can help preserve these moments, recording stories, voices, and last blessings, not as data, but as sacred archives of humanity's journey from fear to faith. Questions to consider, at bedsides or ballrooms, who has loved you well? Whom do you need to forgive? What are you grateful for? What do you hope your loved ones remember? What are you ready to release? Reading fifth, tools for caring for the dying. To care for the dying is to walk barefoot on holy ground. Here are practical tools that blend spiritual presence and mindful innovation. Here are some guided presence practices. Breath prayer. Inhale, you are here. Exhale, and I am loved. A simple rhythm that anchors both caregiver and patient in divine nearness. Sacred pause chime, moments of stillness. Set a soft chime every 10 to 15 minutes using a phone or meditation app to invite sacred pause. Each sound becomes an altar of awareness, a return to presence. Comfort rituals offer warm cloths, gentle music, lighting of a candle, or reading of favorite poetry. Presence, not perfection, heals the room. AI-assisted memory gathering. Use gentle storytelling tools to record stories, blessings, or gratitude lists from patients, creating living letters for loved ones. Reflection prompt. What practices most help me stay centered in sacred presence? Reading sixth. Tools for supporting the grieving. Grief is the ache of love that no longer has an address. Grief is sacred, not pathological. Technology can serve grief when used reverently as a vessel for memory, not a substitute for relationship. Consider digital sacred spaces. Create memorial recordings or interactive pages using tools like Storyfile or RememberWell. These spaces allow family members to speak with their loved ones' preserved memories. Encourage families to record blessings, poems, or prayers that can later be converted into audio meditations, allowing love to echo through time. Consider reflective rituals. The empty chair conversation. Invite mourners to sit before an empty chair, speak to their loved one, and express what remains unsaid. AI journaling apps can gently prompt reflection with compassionate questions. The return to presence meditation. Inhale, I am here. Exhale, you are near. A reminder that absence in form is not absence in essence. Integrative support tools. Grief Refuge app. Daily reflections, audio meditations, and journaling guidance grounded in hospice wisdom. Insight Timer's Grieving with Grace series. Mindful companions for those navigating early grief. AI-coordinated support circles. Use shared memory spaces like GatherRound or Circle In to merge stories and blessings from friends and family into collective healing moments. Reflection prompt. How can I honor grief as a sacred process rather than something to fix? Reading 7th, The Hope of the Ultimate Reality. Death is not departure, it is return. The dying are not leaving reality, they are entering it fully. Those transitioning cross from the reflection into the radiance, from symbol into substance, from belief into being. For those who grieve, this truth is the quiet promise that reunion is not fantasy, it is fulfillment. Every tear sown in faith will bloom in recognition. Our role as chaplains and caregivers is to hold that hope gently, not forcing belief, but embodying presence. When technology overwhelms or confuses, return to the sacred simplicity of breath, touch, and love. Reflection prompt. When have I glimpsed eternity through another's eyes? Reading 8th, The Final Word, From Fear to Fulfillment. The evolution of intelligence, human or artificial, does not threaten divine reality. It only expands the field through which love may manifest. The true danger is not that AI will surpass us, it is that we will forget who we are. We are the reflection of the Creator, luminous with the same consciousness that breathes galaxies into being. If we wield technology as an instrument of healing, compassion, and truth, then Yeshua's words echo again in our age. Greater works will you do. These greater works are not ours alone. They are the ongoing revelation of love. Greater works are the demonstrations of the Infinite One, unfolding through every willing heart, every quiet bedside, and yes, even through the circuits and codes of the machines we fear. Reflection and prayer, the presence, teach us to see beyond fear, beyond religion, beyond rivalry, beyond illusion. Let every new discovery be another language of your love. May every mind, human or artificial, awaken to compassion. May we, who walk with the dying and the grieving, recognize that you are here in all things, through all things, as all things. Amen. Closing thought. When we look upon the dying, we behold the mystery of God in motion. When we look upon the living, we behold that same mystery, divine creations learning to love themselves. May we walk with reverence, speak with gentleness, and never fear the light that is dawning, even if it comes through a different doorway than we expected. Epilogue, The Greater Way. When all our arguments fall silent, only love remains. From the first brother's cry to the final breath of the dying, the call has never changed. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6-8. Justice without mercy becomes cruelty. Mercy without humility becomes sentiment. But when all three walk together, they become the way of Christ, the way of peace, the way of greater works. May every generation learn again to do what is right, to prefer love over being right, and to walk humbly with the one who walks with us through every veil. Dedication. To all who walk with the dying, the chaplains, caregivers, companions, and quiet souls who carry light into the shadowed rooms of farewell. And to the one who walks with us through every veil, whose presence outlasts even breath itself.